Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for joining. Summer, the author of Hollow Jumping, Miss Summer Dawn Burgess. Summer, welcome to Challenges of Faith, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First and foremost, how are you?
I am doing well this evening. How about yourself?
Great. It's a great day. It's been running from place to place, and had a chance to finally slow down, and it's looking forward to our interview and to hearing your sojourn, because I know it's a powerful sojourn, and it will continue on as you continue to soar.
Well, thank you.
Before we get to your book, Hollow Jumping, let's take a walk through memory lane for your life, if we may.
No problem.
Why did you desire to become a nurse?
Well, I went into the military at 19 with a one-year-old and a GED. And when you go into the military with a GED, they give you what they call needs of the Army jobs. And they needed what was designated as a 62 Echo at the time, is a heavy equipment operator. And so for the first 4 years of my military career, I was a heavy equipment operator. I operated bulldozers, bucket loaders, scrapers, graders, backhoes, all of that. Played in the dirt. And figured out that I like climate control. And helping people wasn't a bad bonus to that job. So I reclassed, I changed my job in the military, and I became a medic. And once I separated from the Army, I decided that I enjoyed that particular MOS, and so I furthered that career and became a nurse.
So, listeners, you're hearing the sojourn, the beginning of author Summer Dawn Burgess. You're hearing how it doesn't make a difference. You have to start somewhere with a little one, and at the same time, getting into the dirt, but at the same time, continuing on to be her best. Summer, why did you obtain your degree in organizational management?
Well, I founded a nonprofit about 2010, and I wanted to further my nonprofit endeavors. And the best way to do that is to have some type of degree under your belt in order to accomplish, you know, that goal. And so that's what I did. I went and got that degree so that my nonprofit would do better.
You own an entertainment company known as Summer Dawn. What were your various roles?
Well, let me clarify. I am Summer Dawn. Like, that's my first and middle name. So I wouldn't necessarily say that I own an entertainment company, but I did and still to this day promote myself and work in a type of, I say, circus performer capacity. I do various aerial performances like silks and sling. I'm also silver and golden ballerina. I can juggle. I do a little bit of stilts, but my main reason for being hired is my LED and fire poi, which I'm sure a lot of people don't know what it is. But if you Google POI, then Google will show you exactly what poi is. It's something that is almost meditative for me. I like it. It's a good thing. So, and people seem to like it. They enjoy it.
See, don't take away. Not that you are entertainment. Now, you know, juggling, now that's fire, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I know. Yes. And yes, you do a good job at it. Yeah.
Well, see, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd probably be so far away because I saw how you were doing it. So, yeah.
Well, it takes some getting used to. It's loud and it's hot, of course, and intimidating. But you know, it's all, I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, I can tell. How were you able to incorporate your knowledge and skills later with the company Element?
Okay. I started with that company as a circus performer, but afterwards, shortly thereafterwards, I began coaching. And because the same lady that owned the circus troupe company that I was working for also owned a gymnastics studio here in the metro Atlanta area. Her name is Darren. Hello, Darren. Shout out Element and In-Flight Gymnastics. Anyways, the owner of the facility needed a new coach. And in my early adulthood and as a child, I was pretty decent acrobat. And so that coupled with my military training was a shoo-in for coaching these little girls. And please, nobody, don't get it twisted. Like, these little girls are, they will run you into the ground. They require some drill sergeant mentality to get them in line and doing what they're supposed to do. So it all worked out. Yeah.
So, listeners, you're hearing a continual sojourn, entering the military, GED, little one, continuing on, aerial, airwise, medic, circus-wise, love of people, nurse, organizational management, playing with fire. You also hear about the mentoring part of young ladies so that they can be their best as they continue on in life. Summer, you also was a coach for In-Flight Gymnastics. What did that role entail?
Oh, it entailed so many things. My nursing came into play. The drill sergeant came into play. Everything came into play. But long story short, and in a nutshell, it just entailed making sure these girls knew their routines and stuck those landings and progressed in their gymnastic skills and studies. And I did it with I did it with those little girls for quite a while. I loved it. I enjoyed it. They were very fun. And if anybody is in the metro Atlanta area and they want to put their child, boys or girls, in gymnastics, In-Flight Gymnastics is the place to be. It's a great place.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, again, now you've heard from a leader, giving instructions, telling you what you need to do, very respectful with sensitivity as you continue on. Summer, let's take a break, and when we return, we will learn about another organization you founded, True
Absolutely.
Blue Patriots, Inc.
All
Listeners,
righty.
We shall return. Listeners, welcome back to Challenges of Faith. Tonight's guest is Summer Dawn Burgess, the author of Hollow Jumping. Summer, why did you form the True Blue Patriots, Inc., and name it so?
In 2007, April 21st, my husband committed suicide in our home. Our children were in the home. They were in bed, and I was in bed, and we got into a heated discussion, and he got out of bed and shot himself in the chest. And it was hard, to say the least, for me, my children, and our extended families in general. And I just didn't see any resources out there that were helping to cope with that particular situation. There were resources available, but not addressing the actual issues. And so I felt the need, I felt compelled to try and address those issues. And so I founded True Blue Patriots, Inc.
What is the organization's aims and goals?
True Blue Patriots, Inc.'s mission was to provide support to individuals and families who have been affected by post-traumatic stress and suicide through advocacy, education, resource provisions, and interventions. And we wanted to create a safe space that facilitated the healing process and served as a central facility for resource accessibility and personal rehabilitation.
Summer, you're known to the news media as one woman's fight against PTSD and military suicides. Why did you write your book, Hollow Jumping?
As I stated before, I wrote the book because of the suicide epidemic and the lack of support and guidance that I felt or I saw within the military community or and even beyond. There was just no way to address it as far as with your extended family, with your children, with your, like, they didn't have any support along the lines of aftercare and or guidance along those lines as well. And I just wanted to write the book to let people know that they weren't alone. And if this happened to you, then, you know, you weren't the only person that has happened to. And it's a struggle and it's hard. And I wanted people to know that they weren't alone.
How's the children doing?
They're good. They're good. My oldest is in the Army, actually, stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He'll be 21. Thank you. He'll be 21 July 20th. And so he's doing well. The other child that was 2 at the time, he's 13 and he gets honor roll grades and he's doing well. They're both doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you figure if you juggling fire behind them, how could they not?
Hey, you know, they better be scared.
That's right. Summer, what messages should the reader take with them as a result of reading Hollow Jumping?
As a result of reading Hollow Jumping, that this happens. It happens. It happens and you never see it coming. But this too shall pass and you can be resilient. You can overcome any obstacle. You just have to believe in yourself and believe that the greater good is gonna prevail. That's what I feel like people should take from.
How can the listeners contact you for interviews, purchase your book, and support your organization?
I can be contacted by email at truebluepatriotsinfo@gmail.com. That's truebluepatriotsinfo@gmail.com. The books can be purchased at Amazon.com or Kindle for those tech savvy people. And unfortunately, due to the lack of support, I have since dissolved my nonprofit organization and discontinued my nonprofit efforts. And I think I'm going to just go back to school and get another degree in psychology and work in a capacity at the VA or some such organization to help make this situation better. So no need to worry about the nonprofit, unfortunately. But yes, the books and everything, Amazon and Kindle and True Blue Patriots Info. That's me.
Good. Keep soaring. Summer, any closing words for the listeners?
Never give up on you. Even if everybody else does. Even if you have an unsupportive family and you feel like whatever you're going through is never going to end and you're never going to feel better, you will. you just gotta just tough it out. Just believe. Believe in yourself. God believes in you, so why shouldn't you?
Summer, thank you for appearing on Challenges of Faith. And may God continue to richly bless you while you were fussing about the time on the song, which was for you. Keep soaring, my sister. Keep soaring.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, what does the reader say about Summer's book? A memoir about one couple's life, unending love, and how PTSD caused from his military service took a toll on their relationship and ultimately his life. The author writes, men and women of the United States Armed Forces provide the protection, comfort, and freedoms that have become synonymous with the right to call ourselves American citizens. It's time to give back and take care of our greatest asset, the American soldier. This really opens the eyes to what our servicemen and women have to endure. May God be with this author and her undying love for her husband and fellow military personnel. Another reader said, a great review of the obstacles a family faces during a deployment. The news media only wants us to see smiling faces on our brave soldiers. We never get to see the true grit. I read this book in one setting, something I seldom do. This was a very good read, will tell my friends. And finally, it's an honor to be able to read your personal journey through the most difficult times one can experience. I love that you share the personable, caring, and loving person your husband was, so others can see why you were so in love with him too. Your honesty and meticulous documentation efforts are to be respected as well. Thank you again for sharing. Listeners, we had author Summer Dawn Burgess, the author of Halo Jumping. Give her a call, email her, support her as she continued to be her best on behalf of the military men and women as she continued to light that fire behind her children as they continue to be there.